in defiance of the diagnosis. Outside, in a blue ceramic flower pot, on our white enamel-topped table, the red geranium, rescued from the cemetery, sprouts a gorgeous new heart-like head. The two casement windows overhead seem thrown open like Mediterranean shutters. Glenn Gould's Variations dribbles from the windowsill to flow over me and the flowers below. Soon I'll have to rise to flip the record. Might this be 1970 again? Even the neighborhood granny shouting, "No ice cream," at her tadpole grandkids is conducive to this nostalgic event. 2 days ago, my husband cut the grass, and yet dandelion clocks, already 8 inches high, practice time travel with me. Why be here now, when then offered everything one needed? At our old home, my mother filled a glass avocado pitcher with crisp sugared water, and with light, able hands, arranged a dozen lassitudinous lilac heads. I can still smell them, and dinner will soon be ready.